Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Conscious Talk with Leo on BBS Radio Talk Show. And I'm your host, Magdalene Obiklo. Well, thank you very much for tuning in tonight. And before we start with our show, I would just want to let everybody know, if you're interested to kind of interact with us and have questions, please call in 1-888-627-6008. Well, thank you so much, and let's welcome my guest again from Feng Shui and Geopathology Institute, Werner Brandmeier. Werner, welcome back.
Thank you. Hi, Magdalena. Great to be here again.
Oh, me too. I'm so excited, and I'm telling you, I was so excited, but today everything is running against me. My computer crashed, everything else is okay. Okay, reform. Too much geopathology and
stress.
Environmental
yeah.
stress.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just going to settle down with everything. Okay, Werner, I'm so glad that we can continue with our conversation that we left over last time. Just to let our listener know, we were talking about geopathology and environmental stress impact. And today we will continue if we have, you know, something else to share with our listener, and then we can continue about dowsing, feng shui, body dowsing, and much more. Are you okay with that, Werner?
Yeah, anything, wherever you want to go. I mean, it's just so much stuff that we
exactly.
couldn't get it in one session last time, right?
Absolutely, and I'm not quite sure we will be able to finish even today with that. So anyway, first of all, what I would love us to kind of recap, you know, or, you know, help our listener to just kind of get them idea of what we were talking about last time. Can you actually summarize a little about geopathology and environmental stress, just in a brief so people can get ideas so we can continue with the conversation today?
Yeah, sure. And, you know, stop me if I'm getting too long here, because when I start talking, I sometimes forget the time.
I know. That's okay.
let me just explain for a moment what geopathic stress means and the whole term
exactly.
geopathology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my background, I mentioned last time, is in engineering, so I'm a very rational, scientific, logical person myself. But I found out very early that there is an interesting aspect in all matter, which is an energetic one. My father was a water dowser. When I was a little kid, I walked around with him, and he found water where people would want to put a well in. And at the beginning, I thought, you know, that's pretty weird, and it took me quite some years to realize that people were happy with his findings, so he must have done a decent job in finding those underground water streams.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at the European energy science, environmental science, there is quite some work done now which is connected with cancer and with chronic illness, also with ADD for children. You know, which is going back to the late 1920s and 1930s, which has to do with the term geopathic stress. And geopathic stress means pathologic, sick-making geo, the earth. So it's a form of earth energy which keeps us stressed out. And when we're stressed out, you know, there is a whole a group of thinking which says all kind of illness goes back to a form of stress, because stress makes us acidic. And when the body turns acidic, then or too acidic, then, you know, some things don't work properly and the whole system runs down and runs to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Geopathic stress, energetically seen, drains our life force, our chi. You know, and when you do this for too long a time, then the body gets exhausted. The body does not recover properly in the night sleep, so usually you don't sleep well. And at some point, the normal function of the body breaks down. The immune system doesn't work anymore. You first develop allergies, and then you develop all kind of chronic responses, and the end product very often is cancer. And I know that's a big statement, but that's what I found in the 15 plus years I have my institute here now. And so it is really, really important if you are confronted with such a big challenge that you look at your environment and that you fix your environment, because otherwise, no matter else what good stuff you do, but you always go back and sleep or live in the same environment, and it's just always draining you and always wearing you out. And that is, on the long term, not a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, Wilma, what I would like to kind of actually add something here, just kind of, you know, for the being cautious here, I just wanted to let our listeners know that we are not diagnosing and we are not prescribing, that if they're dealing with any kind of condition, they should firstly consult a physician or doctor. You know what I'm saying? So I just
always
wanted to bring that. Exactly. I just wanted to, you know, bring that awareness that you know, people should not say, oh, yeah, I hear this on the radio show, blah, 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 and blah. No, we don't want you to do it. This is just an information field. Everybody should kind of come from their own, you know, awareness and from their own understanding. So,
you know, what we want to do with our work is here, we want to support the healing process, you know. And
exactly.
If you provide a good energy, or you take away the drains, the cracks in your energetic structure, then the body is much better to pick up on the good stuff you do, on the good parts, on the good diet, on you know, on other good methods, and doesn't have these counter forces to deal with. And in the big picture, if somebody, you know, for example, is challenged with cancer, it is really, really important to, you know, to keep everything which can pull you down in the balance out of the system. So you need to collect all the energy you can get to recover, you know, and to get back to
health. Yeah, it's becoming beneficial or additional to the what they are doing. Yes. Go for it.
No. You know, so the geopathic stress is one part, you know, because we believe that even if we look at it from a scientific level and with physics, we look into matter and we take a super ultra microscope and we look deeper and deeper into atoms and molecules, we just find that there's all vibration and energy there. There is no really matter there. This is why you have quantum physics now, because they can't find any solid particles, really. It's all vibration and energy. And so when energy in our body is exposed to other energetic fields, then we are affected by them one or the other way. And the part we wanted to focus on today was, to some degree, electromagnetic fields, you know, so-called EMFs, which is a man-made more recent version of geopathic stress, if you want to say so. It's a very similar disturbing energy, but it's man-made, and it didn't exist 20, 30 years or not to that degree ago as it does today. Today it's incredibly increasing and affecting everybody. And the strangest and worst thing is now that small children are exposed to EMFs from cell phones, from all kind of electronics, from very, very early age. I just sent out an email with a very good lecture today or yesterday, with a lecture from a lady, Dr. Debra Davies, where she shows the scientific evidence of research institutes all over the world, because there's very little research done in this concern in the U.S. for specific reasons. But internationally it is done, and the results are really, really frightening and scary. And one part is, for example, that it's so common now to use cell phones that, for example, women carry their cell phones sometimes in their bras, you know, because if they go out at night, there is no other way to stick a cell phone somewhere in, and so they keep it on their body or next to their chest, and she shows some evidence of significant breast cancer, you know, coming or you know, which is correlated a lot to the cell phone use. But of course, there's similar stuff with men. You know, there are clear studies out there which show that men's sperm count goes down significantly when you carry the phone in your pocket. And and many people are not aware that when they get a phone, they sign a contract with any big company. It says, I looked it up in my own contract. I'm with the biggest company here in the U.S. Don't want to name names, but it's the same for everybody. And you sign that you are aware that cell phones might hurt you and do like some major damage and that they are not in charge of that. You sign that you understand that you always should keep at least 5/8 of an inch the cell phone away from your body. I mean, I wonder how you do that, because if you keep it on your ear, it's not away. It's written in the BlackBerry description, for example, to keep the phone away from your belly when you're pregnant, and they won't take any responsibility for that. Dr. Davis, for example, shows X-ray pictures of pregnant women, you know, and you see how far the field goes into the body in different stages. I mean, it is crazy. And the second aspect here of her lecture and of the big challenge here is that there are so many apps now for all phones where for babies, for toddlers, you know, how to use a phone in built into a rattle. So they have this rattle, and you click your phone in, and then you can keep kids busy. And the kids, on one hand, are on the phone all the time because there are programs like, you know, identify your nose or you know, like those little game things. And on the other aspect, they use it to even get a baby to sleep. So there is some white noise generator maybe, and they stuck the phone under the pillow of the baby. I mean, that is like beyond my thinking, and it is really important for parents to get this information and do their own research. You know, they don't have to believe me.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Just check out and look at critical stuff. So if somebody wants to get, maybe I can mention this, if somebody wants to get on my email list because I send out information like that, you know, there is a window on one of my sites. It's called harmonizeyourspace.com, and you can sign up for a newsletter, and you would also will get a free ebook.
We will give them that to the end. Let them stick to the end of the show.
Yeah, whatever. Yes, we tell at the end of the show. Again, you know, if you wanna get the links to these lectures or to other stuff, so stay in touch with us.
Yes, and I actually put it on the Twitter this week when I was promoting the, you know, the radio show, and I added also the link about that, her information too. So yes, definitely, and you know, they can still, you know, request if they want more information about that.
Sorry, yeah, thank you. See, the important part is there that the official version in science only believes that you know, something is bad and more is worse. Okay, so there is this quantification. There is no understanding that the impact of a phone is not related to its power necessarily. You know, because the power of of a phone is exactly the same than of a microwave oven. Okay, the difference is that a microwave oven has 1,000 watts, and so the water in there cooks in 30 seconds, and the phone is much smaller. It's less than 1 watt. However, you know what they found out now is that it's not necessarily the question of the power, but she names it here. She says it's the erratic nature of the signal. You know, the cell phone signal is a very irregular, crazy signal if you look at it in detail. You know, and what it does is it disrupts the natural resonance of the cells, and interferes with DNA repair. You know, and you can imagine this in a simple way is if there is a constant signal, like if there is rain outside hammering on your roof, you know, you still fall asleep because it's a regular signal. An irregular signal would be like a thunder, like between there, you know, boom, boom. And this keeps the body stressed out all the time. And that's what these EMFs do. They just stress out the cells on a very subtle level. And when this happens, the cell starts to not do its job properly anymore because somebody is
and
always...
And also they cannot recover when you are, you know, sleeping. We were talking
right,
about that.
Right, right. For the same reason, yes, because they're always stressed out. And you can't stress and heal at the same time. You can't do fight and flight and relax and heal at the same time. So so that is exactly the problem, yeah.
Well, you know, it's kind of amazing that, you know, I mean, I was just thinking as I was preparing today for the show that, you know, here we are dealing with, you know, 21st century with this amazing, incredible technology, yet we are dealing with this immense amount of side effects of what we have to kind of deal with it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it's so important, the, you know, educational part and the informational part on it that, you know, what can be done about.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, and there is no time really because, you know, it's just we are 5 billion guinea pigs for this. You know, there is, you know, they have trouble in a medical experiment. What you need to have is a control group usually. You know, the control group doesn't get the medicine. And then you have a group which does get the medicine, and if you have a double-blind study, nobody knows what they're really getting. But the problem these days is there's no control group for no cell phone users because everybody just uses it. So they can't even compare it with a normal person anymore.
And how about those who are in between these dots, you know, between those signals? Are they actually getting impacted by it?
That's the other thing. You know, you don't even have to have a cell phone yourself. You know, because wherever you go, there is wide Wi-Fi net
wireless
from all sides.
Wireless,
if you live in an apartment in a big city and you look up your computer and you look what cell phone Wi-Fis are available in your apartment, you know, and it's a big apartment block, you come up with 50 names or 100 from your neighbors, left and right and up and down. I mean, that is, so even if you don't have one, you are grilled from all sides if you like it or not. And the same thing happens, of course, with the phones because you go to any public place and everybody has their phones there around you. You know, you sit down in a cafe, even if you don't carry a phone yourself. But you are grilled,
impacted,
like or kids at school. You know, like my 15-year-old goes to school. He gets all his homework on his computer or on his tablet. You know, there is that's how it is done these days. So what do you do in order to somehow neutralize some of this effect? You know, and the way to approach that is really to protect your energy field as good as possible because you can't run away from it anymore. You know, even if you go to the Himalayas, you know, they have cell phones there.
Yes, no kidding. Well, Vilna, we were also talking that we wanted to kind of address today more about the food and water also, how it's impacted.
Of course. See, what is really interesting is, and this goes then back a little bit to the dowsing aspect, is that water is an incredible memory medium. And water picks up any kind of vibration immediately. And you see this, for example, in the famous Emoto pictures. You know, Masaru Emoto, these water crystals.
Japanese.
You know, which you see there, even if you have negative thoughts, or if you write something on a paper and stick it on the bottle and shake the water around a bit, the water picks up on this energy. You know, so now you know, what this means is two-sided. Number one, we are made out of 70 to 80% water. You know, our brain is made out of 90% water. So energetic information is picked up by our body and by the water in our body and held there. Okay? And so water transfers information really quickly from one water to the other. You know, because the other aspect is you should hydrate properly, right? Everybody knows that. But you carry your water bottle with your cell phone in the same bag, or you put it in front on your desk next to your computer, which means that your water is microwaved, you know, in a few minutes, maybe not in 30 seconds as in the microwave oven, maybe it takes 15 minutes. But then it's microwaved, and if it's microwaved, it's totally destroyed. And we proved that and showed that with lifeblood microscopy pictures. So if you have one sip of microwaved water and you take the blood before and after, you see how the blood immediately clogs, you know, sticks together in these long chains. And when the blood sticks together in these big packages, the blood cells, they are getting immobile, you know, so they're not flowing easily. And the job of blood cells is to transport oxygen to the brain. So suddenly you have them all sticking together, so they're not moving easily, so you get tired, you feel sluggish. And also, in order to push this through really little small vessels, it takes quite some more push than if they are separated nicely, which means higher blood pressure, right? And then you have to take medication, you know, in order to loosen this up, and medication usually has side effects. Just listen to any of these ads. I mean, I can't believe these ads. I'm, you know, as you are from Europe, you know, when I came to America, I thought this is a joke. When you see a pharmaceutical ad, you have like all this nice music, and then they tell you that you die when you or might die when you take it. I mean, who wants to buy something where they said, oh, and side effects are death and liver failure and a whole list of things? I don't stop talking, so interrupt.
I have
me,
to kind of jump. Yeah, I have to jump in. Listen, what I was really trying to kind of emphasize here is what I love about your work is that you are measuring energy level, and also, you know, what you were just right now talking about the blood, you know, before and after, you know, so that you can see really the change. That's what is so amazing, because you are not kind of trying to, you know, get this something out of the air. This is something, you have something physical to see it. Especially when you're doing the
blood. And that's, you know, a bit of a challenge because, you know, we're talking about very, very subtle energies. So there, it's not like, you know, easy to like seeing on a big electrical instrument to see, you know, a number, how bad it is. It's very subtle. It's very personal. Qi is very subtle energy levels. But the blood is very quick in picking up these energies, and it shows you changes very quickly. So something, for example, is how we test our devices, because we've developed a number of devices which reverse the effect and fix a lot of the food items, you know, bring them back into energy. We even reverse the microwaved water or osmosis water, you know, osmosis.
Yeah, I would like you to talk about more about the food, how you do that. And, you know, this about the osmosis water, that's amazing that, you know, even osmosis water, you said it's energetically dead. So that's pretty...
Yeah, and a lot of people, especially in Florida, you know, need to do something with their drinking water, and a lot of people have osmosis systems, and we did, again, blood tests with osmosis water. And when the osmosis water is, on one hand, totally cleaned out of any physical toxins, but it's dead, it's energetically dead. You know, so it doesn't have any life
force
left.
That's the key.
That's one of the keys. The other key is that the energetic, the homeopathic information of the toxins and the heavy metals and whatever you filtered out there, you know, the fluoride maybe or stuff like this, the energetic imprint is still there.
Still there.
You know, the energetic imprint of medical drugs, you know, because everybody throws drugs if they don't need them anymore down the toilet or pees them out, you know, through the body in the toilet, and which means at some point it becomes part of our recovery water system because it's in the ground, you know, and the water rains down there and gets through there and gets in our wells. And so over the years, we have like a nice homeopathic average dose of Ritalin and all kind of drugs in our drinking water, the homeopathic imprint of it. You know, so how can we get rid of that? Because it means, you know, it's really hard to get healthy water. You know,
I'm
not even talking about the other food.
Listen, you are practically using medication without using medication.
Yeah, yeah, on a homeopathic dose.
Wow.
You know, and of course, then they say, oh, you know, homeopathy doesn't work. I mean, look, homeopathy is 200 years old, and everywhere else in the world, they figured out that it's a great way to treat people. And in America, they're still questioning that, like they do with acupuncture. I mean, excuse me, you know, acupuncture is 5,000 years old, not 300 years like Western medicine, you know,
but anyway,
that is another discussion anyway.
Exactly. That's not what we are trying to work on it.
Use common sense. You know, that's what I want people to do. Use common sense. You know, think what is logic and what not.
Mm-hmm.
So what we figured out is now we figured out ways because that's the, let's say, the German aspect of the engineering aspect. You know, Germans are by trade like engineers, and they like, you know, my grandfather was an engineer, like my son is an engineer, and I am an engineer from my background. But what the German mind tries to do is when there is a problem to figure out a solution, right? And people worked on that for a long time to figure out, to some degree, devices which are energetically programmed or imprinted with frequency information to counteract those effects, to clear out water in or to clear out those imprints from food, and to change the energy structure in a house. You know, to balance geopathic stress through an entire building, we can do that. Or to protect a person with a form of a pendant, you know, which affects their etheric layer, the first layer of the different aura layers around the person, or the aura field mm-hmm. around the person. So there is a number of videos and things on my website about, I have different sites anyway, but you know they can find them, I guess, in the write up.
Oh, we will come to that. We will at the end. We will let them know, and you know, about the information. Well, now what I would like to do is now is say, you know, this gives us a little extra right now information what we were talking about, and I would say now let us shift more to the today what we were planning, which is about feng shui and dowsing and body dowsing. So I will let you, you know, go from here, so you can kind of, you know, connect one next to the next and the next. So, you know, it's up to you which one would you like to start with it.
You know, the way to test these energies is a bit of a tricky one. You know, so there is, mm-hmm. as we mentioned earlier, there is not a simple instrument there. So we need to use a form of energy testing, and we can go with different forms of dowsing. You know, dowsing is just testing out energetic fields with or without instruments. Some people douse with their hands. Some people have different forms of instruments, like an L rod and L bent wire, or two of them in their hands, or a pendulum, or something what we call a tensor or a bobber. You know, and they all do pretty much the same, just different forms of to enhance what the person feels as a very subtle micro movement in their hands and to show it up in a bigger way. So if you just imagine a pendulum, most people know what a pendulum is, a thin thread and something heavy at the end. So when you have a really, really tiny movement in your hands, you know, because of the long thread and then the heavy end piece, you get a big signal at the end of that, of the end of that line. And so it shows you a little bit easier what is going on, because your body, your energy field, your own energy field connects easily with a situation or even with the question you have in mind. You know, if you are able to connect with your subconscious, you get answers, because the answers are happening on an energetic level, not on a mental level. Okay, so if if you want to know if a house is good for you or not, your body knows, because your body either feels relaxed and in resonance with it, or it feels stressed out and in dissonance with it. You know, just your mind thinks, oh, you know, but that's a great maybe financial option here with you know, very good price for this house, and it looks good, everything is new. But your belly tells you, I don't like the house, you know, and you just don't really understand it. And then the mind overrules the brain, often overrules the belly, the intuition. And dowsing does the opposite. Dowsing tries to connect you with your intuition and makes the information more available. And so what we call body dowsing is a way to use your body as a dowsing instrument. And that is really helpful for exactly the same reason, because you can connect with your intuition, and you, if you want to just check if you should get another coffee, you know, if this is good for your body or not, then your body will quickly tell you that it's not such a great idea. Because the energy from coffee comes not in a good way. The energy from coffee comes because it pushes your body in a fight-and-flight mode and throws out adrenaline, and that's what the caffeine does. You know, and when you get in fight-and-flight mode, you wake up, and then after a little bit, your body realizes there was a fake alarm, and then you get tired again and need another coffee.
Yeah, well, you know, I was just trying to add that I remember when I was going to the massage school, I mean, we were, you know, gobbling down coffee and coffee and coffee. And, you know, somebody was sharing this, like, yeah, okay, what you're really doing right now, you are, you know, normally, you know, your adrenal should, you know, work with a fight and flight.
You're wearing out your adrenals.
Exactly. So that's
Mm-hmm. And so we for example we show pictures of coffee on with lifeblood. So you have one sip of coffee, your blood is a mess. You know, and then you treat the coffee with some of our devices, and suddenly the blood looks great. You know, even if you drink coffee. So that's the idea of these devices I mentioned earlier, to make your life a little bit easier. You know, of course, if you want to, you don't have to drink coffee at all, but, you know, I like a good cappuccino, as I mentioned before, I guess. So, you know, sometimes you need to enjoy yourself and still, you know, make sure that the damage is limited. Let's see that.
Yeah. But remember, we were talking about last time about what your bank account.
Yeah.
Energetic bank account. Yeah, that was great. I love that piece.
Yeah, I mean, should we just quickly explain this again? Or
yeah, you can do this. But go short, because I wanted to work on the Feng Shui too.
Okay. So very quickly, you know, because we don't want to be too fanatic, right? And so we want to use our common sense, like for everything. And so I compared last time health with a bank account. And you know, if you drink a coffee with sugar and milk mixed in, which is even worse, of course, this is like a withdrawal from your account, you know. And if you at the same time make sure that you do something good, you know, you have a green smoothie, or you have you know, like some extra good water, a bottle of extra water. This is why in Europe, right, they always offer you water with a coffee, you know, a glass of water, you know, naturally, mm-hmm. because the water balances a little bit the acidity of the coffee. And if you do good stuff, or you have a meditation, or you do something for your emotional balance, or you do some healthy exercise, this is a deposit in your bank account. And as long as you do good stuff, at least at the same amount, you know, you can have a steak and you can have a coffee and a glass of wine. And so you don't need to be too crazy about your health, because that's, not balanced as well sometimes. You know, except if you are in a really tricky situation already and your health is compromised, and then you need to put some extra deposits into your account anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this was the health bank.
Yeah, because I really wanted to kind of move also, you know. Do you want to do the body dowsing now, or do you want to go later on after the feng shui? What would you like to do?
No, I mean, let's do the body dowsing, because, you know, the feng shui opens another can of worms, and let's see how far we get with our time here. But we only can do so much. So the body dowsing exercise over the phone. So again, you know, you can look at my website, and there are explanations there. Or when you sign up for this dowsing ebook, it's described in there. But this is the exercise over the radio here. So what I want you to do is stand up, you know, and stand straight and close your eyes. Keep your feet together. Close your eyes. And what you see is, because you have your feet together, that the body swings a little bit back and forth and left and right, or however, because it's an unstable position, you know, and this is what the feet do. The feet keep us from falling over, you know, that balances out. But that's kind of the natural situation. And so what we want to do now is we want to use the body as a dowsing instrument. If somebody is positive or a yes signal, we are pulled towards it. We are the body slightly falls forward, right? So this is our yes signal. And when the body is repelled and pushed away from something, you know, if, for example, if we hold a supplement in our hand and ask, you know, is this beneficial for us, and the body falls backwards, this is a no.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's a very simple thing. So if you want to do this with me, just for a moment, you know, stand up, close your eyes. And just in your mind, ask yourself, body, you know, your own body, just show me a yes. You know, that would be like a simple question at the, and then see what happens. And sometimes you move sideways or even in another direction. But just see if you do this two or three times in a row, if you get the same direction of movement for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So say, body, you know, show me a yes and see how it moves. And then we want to do the opposite, and we want to do the same thing. Close your eyes, feet together, body, show me a no, you know, and see again if you get now maybe a fall backwards. And, you know, in general, I would say, you know, it takes a bit of practice, and it's getting better and stronger if you practice it, but it works with about 70% of people pretty much the first time. With kids, it works fantastically, because the kids just analyze it quite less than grown-ups do, and you know, they're uh-huh. more playful with the whole thing, and they love it. You know, so you can easily teach kids if something is healthy or not for them by letting them test it for themselves. You know,
That's amazing,
it works really nice with small kids, I tell you that, and they have fun with that. And so if this works kind of for you, you know, did it work for you, by the way, or did you try it?
Yeah.
Yeah? So So the simple or the normal version, what you would like to have is with a yes, the body falls forward, and with a no, the body falls backward. If this works differently, you know, it can, sometimes it works opposite, like just in the opposite way, which is usually a case when somebody is really stressed out, you know, and goes in a kind of emergency mode. And we call this somebody switched. So it's plus and minus is switched, like opposite. And, you know, there are exercises and to fix that and ways to straighten somebody out and to ground the body and fix that. But for the moment, you just can work it the way that just as it is. So just be aware, whatever the yes signal is, wherever the body moves for yes, you know, and wherever it moves for no. So the next question of the exercise would be that you ask a question where you know the answer, you know, and what you can do is there, you can ask your own name. So you would ask in your mind, you know, feet together, stand straight, and ask yourself, is my name Magdalena?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in most cases, you should get a yes. Sometimes people, you know, get an indefinite answer or some other answer, and it turns out, you know, that they, I don't know, renamed themselves or their parents called them with a different name when they grew up. And so there are little tricks like that. But with the first name, it usually works pretty well. And then you just choose a different name just to test the no answer and say, you know, is my name Sarah, for example?
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the no. And so now you get a bit of an idea, what does the yes feel, what does the no feel, and you need to practice this. So once you get a bit more confident with that, now you can go shopping, for example, and you pick up some strawberries and you ask, you know, are these strawberries really organic or are they really healthy for me? You get a real answer from your own body. You know, if your body likes the vibrations of the strawberries and you will be in resonance, you will get a yes answer. And if your body does not like the vibration of the strawberries because they were maybe GMO treated or changed, then just follow your body and you can find out you know, what is good for you and what is not good for you. Well, you know, you even can do this with supplements. You know, not everybody needs iodine, you know, even it's usually a really good element and supplement a lot of people need. But you can figure this out on an individual base if you follow your own testing.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing, actually, you know. And what I'm recognizing already is, like, oh my God, there's so much information here. Here we are again. We are trapped again. I know. So anyway.
And you know, the next thing is here. Then you can use this testing to find out which tools are really helpful for you. You know, which energy tools are effective for you? Because that's another big myth. You know, of course, I will tell you that my tools are great, but you can test them yourself. You know, are they really beneficial for you on an individual base? And then you can determine if you want to do that or not. And you don't have to listen to my own marketing here or somebody else's.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
how energy
totally
should work, right?
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, let's do this. Before I would like to gear you into the feng shui, what I would like you to do is right now, tell them about the products where they can find it and let them know about the ebook. So in case that we go too far into feng shui.
Yeah, okay. Look, my point was that if you would like to stay connected and get the information I sometimes send out, I don't send too many emails, but, you know, once in a while, please go to the website www.harmonizeyourspace.com. And there is a sign-up window, and it says, you know, if you want to stay connected with us, leave your email, And as a thank you, you get an ebook about dowsing, and the body dowsing is in there, and you know some other methods are there. And you also see my other websites, because I have two or three other websites with a lot of information. One on Feng Shui, instituteoffengshui.com, and one specifically for geopathic stress and EMFs, which is called geopathology.com. Again, mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to write all this down. You just remember one of those or follow the links Magdalena has put up, and you can somehow get to me. If you have questions, you're welcome.
Yeah, there's
to
a code there. Then I added the code 415. They should use the code 415.
So this is an offer we just talked before, Magdalena and I, in order, you know, specifically to help you with the EMF issue. One of our devices, a smaller one, is called an e-smog, an electrosmog harmonizer, you know, which is a gold foil around 24 karat gold material, which carries informational frequencies to counteract the stress which a cell phone produces otherwise. And so you put this on your phone, you put it on a computer, a tablet, a blender, you know, because we talked about food, you know, because a blender has a very super strong motor electromagnetic field producer in there, or on a Wi-Fi router, you know, all kind of electronics. So in order to counteract that, you know, especially when you have cordless phones around in the house, which kids pick up, and all those applications. So there is a 5-pack, and the offer goes, if you order a 5-pack of e-smog harmonizers, you get one free. And in order to do that, and you get free shipping on top of that, in order to do
you need to put the code
415 in when you check out, and the system will recognize that and and tell me that you came from the show, because you know, that's the way to track you, to give you the extra one, the extra free harmonizer.
Thank you, Bernard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're very welcome. I'm glad we can tell people, you know, not to at least when kids are little, keep the phones away, because this is not possible anymore once they become teenagers. And you know,
yeah,
I know this from my own kids. But at least they are not that little anymore, because you know, like, you know, there are all these pictures out where babies suck on a phone, you know, because they tease and they try to bite on something, and parents let them play with their cell phones. This is really really bad.
Well, anyway, okay, let's move to the feng shui.
Okay, 5 minutes of feng shui. Everything you need to know in 5 minutes about feng shui.
You better speed up.
Okay. Feng shui. Feng shui is an Asian version of the environmental energies around the person. You know, the Asian principle has 8 different aspects, and one of them is food, you know, one of them is herbs. One of them is acupuncture, you know. One of them is feng shui, and feng shui covers the environment. You know, what in the Western tradition is called geomancy, and you know, we use dowsing in the Chinese system. It's the feng shui aspect. Feng shui got popular in America and in the West about 25 years ago. Because there was a master at this time, Professor Lin Yun, who lived in California, and he brought feng shui back into the public awareness and into life. He founded a type of feng shui, or a school of feng shui, which was a little different, or is a little different from the traditional Chinese feng shui, a little bit adapted to the West to some degree, also a bit simplified. And because of that, you know, there is, you know, some let's say there are different ideas out about feng shui, you know, and some people believe that one of these different versions which are around is the only one and the right one, and all the other ones are wrong, and it becomes a bit religious, like to compare it with that, you know, because...
Looks like in everything else.
My God is the only one and the right one, and all the other gods are wrong, you know, which is, if you use, again, your common sense, it doesn't make sense, you know, and then kill another person in the name of your God. I mean, you know, where one of the rules is, do not kill, you know, so, but then it's excused because, I mean, it doesn't make much sense, right? And the feng shui world is, to some degree, a little bit similar. Sometimes, I think it got better over the last years. And now what people do is they try to understand the principles of the different schools, you know, and then all bring them together in a big picture. Because really what we want to do is we want to improve the energetic situation of a case, right? So we just use the feng shui teachings and the principles to understand a situation better. If it's a, you know, something is a good place, a beneficial place, or not, you know, and what needs to be changed in order to improve the situation. For example, you want to build a house, you know, so you look for a good property. You know, how would this property, what should this look like? So there is a basic rule in feng shui which says, we call it the armchair rule, you know. So sitting in an armchair with a good support in the back, you know, a high back of your chair, so you feel really safe there. Some half support left and right for the arms, you know, and the openness in front of you, the open view. So if you translate this into on a property situation, what you would like to have a little higher situation in your back, maybe slightly sloping or at least an even space, you know, maybe some trees in your back, you know, so they hold your back. And then, you know, a bit less high trees on the sides. And in front of you, it should be open. So you look down a valley, maybe, ideally, or you look down on a water element, on a lake, you know, or an ocean cove. You know, everybody wants a water view, right? That's mm-hmm. what people, because it feels really good. The water holds the energy. If it's not too crazy water, you know, if it's the open ocean and there are big cliffs there, it's pretty rough, you know, or if it's a fast stream, you know, that might not be the right energy. You want something calm and something nice and something which holds the energy. So that's a natural good situation. And in this case, you have really good energy out on the land. You know, and so the next step would be to build a house there, you know, on this property. And what happens when you build a house is that you close a lot of the energy out. You close yourself in. Usually, at least about 80% of the energy does not get into the house. And the challenge for the architect now is to keep the direction of the house in a good way, so it faces the right direction, you know, and also to keep the balance between windows and not windows and doors in the right way, so there is good energy, enough energy coming into the house, but it's not all glass on all sides, so the energy runs out as quick as it comes in. You know, and then we go step by step through the house and try to get the energy through the house, not to have necessarily the staircase running out the front door. When you open the front door, there's just a staircase in front of you and you barely make it into the house, you know, and the energy can't really move in because the stairs just slide everything out. Many other aspects which, you know, we can't really cover in this few minutes.
Oh, I know
this
that.
Is what,
I know.
What
I
we
know.
Want to do, let me just make this point here, because now we have these different systems. You know, and the traditional feng shui covers a lot of the influences of time as well. You know, the influence of the year when a house was built and the influence of the present year, you know, which changes every year, and then the astrological influence on the people who live in the house. So the house has a horoscope, the people have a horoscope, you know, and the time is changing all the time. And the frequencies, if we want to look at this as frequency patterns, what we said before, you know, change all the time. And there is a huge mixture going on of all these energies and frequencies. And this is what we want to figure out and read on. However, you know, what I learned here is that the geopathic information makes out a big part of the entire energy picture. So, in other words, if you sleep on a geopathic grid line or an underground water stream, which is really not healthy, you know, no matter where your house is, no matter how good the stars for your house are, you know, the effect of the geopathic energies are so strong that your chi is always drained and you will get sick. So it is really a big part of this entire energy aspect. And I like to look at it like a cake, like a birthday cake, you know, and it seems that at least half of the cake is determined by the geopathic situation, you know, and then there is another slice, which is maybe 20% or which is the influence of the direction and of the compass direction. And then there is another smaller slice, which gives you information in which direction your bed should be pointing to. So the, mm-hmm. you know, you get good energies when you sleep. And then there is another direction which, you know, so there are all these different informations, but they are usually smaller. The biggest part of that is the geopathic information. And we don't, you know, we never can fix everything anyway. So we just try to get the big chunks done as much as possible in order to balance and provide an energy of our house and of our sleeping area, which supports us, which helps us to rest and to heal and to feel good. You know, that's what feng shui is about.
You know, Wana, what I'm actually kind of thinking, even because we are well running the time, you know what I'm thinking? Would it be possible to, could you with that create an online class and help people to learn about this?
Yeah, we can. Yes, we can.
Yeah, okay. Let's do this down the road. But that is something what I was thinking, because there's such a thing. But you were talking about the astrological aspect of the house and everything. Like my ears are going, yee. Yeah, I love that information. It's pretty fascinating.
Yes, yeah. I did this in the past. You know, it depends on how big we want to set this up, but we'll talk about that. Yeah.
We will talk about, yes, definitely. Okay, listen, we have two more minutes of what I would really like you to do, and I'm sorry we have to cut down right now. I really wanted, you know, to kind of let people know if you want to still give them your information again, you know, about your website.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to stay in contact, you want to send me an email with questions, or with maybe we put you on the list if you're interested in participating in such a workshop, please go to harmonizeyourspace.com and get your free ebook there. If you want to take advantage of this offer today to get 5 of these electrosmog harmonizers and 1 extra free, just go to our shop site and put in the code 415 when you check out. And the shop site's name is geopathicstresssolutions.com, plural, geopathicstresssolutions.com. Or there are usually links on the other websites where you can, you know, see where it says shop, and you just click over there. And otherwise, it was a pleasure as always, Magdalena. I I'd love if we had more
Thank
time,
you.
But we do as much as we can. So.
I know, I knew it. I mean, I did. This is what I'm saying. I knew it, that we will run into trouble because there is so much information here. But look, like I said, well, now you know what? What I may just do down the road, I may just bring you back.
So, anytime. Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much, Werner, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And, you know, give us a feedback, because we would love to know, you know, how you feel about and what would you also like to hear more about. So thank you very much, everybody, and have a great night. Thank you.